I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, April 30th. There are 792 cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy. There have been 70 deaths, and 298 people have recovered. There are over 60,000 cases of the virus in Massachusetts. Independent small businesses in Quincy will soon be able to apply for $10,000 grants through a new program being rolled out by the city. Mayor Thomas Koch will announce the program at City Hall today at 12:15, along with Congressman Stephen Lynch, Planning Director Jim Fatsies, and Tim Cahill from the Quincy Chamber of Commerce. Koch says he'll use the extra $1 million in federal assistance that the city received from the CARES Act for the COVID-19 crisis to help small business owners pay their rent and other expenses. Koch says the program will be available to any small business with gross revenues of under $1 million per year. He says he will keep the application process simple, and the details will be available soon on the city website. The mayor also says he will not be able to present a preliminary budget to the Quincy City Council when they meet virtually again on Monday night. Koch says revenue projections for the next fiscal year that begins July 1st are still unclear due to the pandemic. The mayor says he's explained the situation to the City Council president and chairman of the council's finance committee and that they understand the delay. Frontline medical workers at South Shore Hospital and Milton Hospital recently received warm thank yous from first responders. At South Shore Hospital, people dressed up as comic book heroes, including Superman, Batman, and the Hulk, and cheered doctors and nurses for their tireless efforts in treating people with coronavirus. And at Beth Israel Deaconess Hospital, Milton, police officers, firefighters, ambulance workers, DPW employees, and many others formed a parade of first responder vehicles with blaring sirens, beeping horns, and loud cheers to thank the medical personnel for their work in treating patients with COVID-19. A hostage situation ended peacefully in Quincy Tuesday night after a man barricaded himself inside his condo and threatened to harm his family. Police say it happened at 54 Scammell Street at about 10 o'clock Tuesday night. A man who claimed to have a gun would not let his family leave the unit. Police negotiators spent 2 hours speaking with the man and convinced him to surrender without incidents. Man was taken for a medical evaluation. His family was not harmed. Police say the man had a BB gun. Some vendors from the Quincy Farmers Market have agreed to come to Pageant Fields early to help out during the coronavirus pandemic. Stillman's Farm will be there every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. with fresh vegetables. Mike's Eggs will be at Pageant Field Fridays at 11:30 with fresh eggs for as long as supplies last. Stony Creek grass-fed beef will deliver for free with orders taken through their website. Golden Rule Honey is also available for delivery, and Ackerman's Maple Syrup is offering a breakfast box through their website. Reminder, please send us your videos of life at home during the pandemic. Email your submissions to COVID19@QATV.org, and then watch for your stories on Quincy Access Television, Channel 8. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, April 30th.